As Americans make their final preparations for Thanksgiving dinner, some animal activists are asking that we rethink the main course. Hear why the Humane Society is urging more people to opt for a shelter turkey this Thanksgiving. And later, a troubling new report for those planning to celebrate tomorrow's holiday with their families. Hear why none of the good cousins are coming to Thanksgiving this year? Oh, come on! From the Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Back with Uncle Billy's kids, Tim and fucking Sarah, right after this. God damn it. This sucks. Thanksgiving. It's a time of relaxation and joy. Wedged between the stressful planning of Christmas and the hell-screeching of sugar-high children that is Halloween, Thanksgiving offers a more peaceful repose, where all we have to worry about is eating and drinking ourselves into a blind stupor. But for some out there, Thanksgiving is actually a time of sadness. Joining me now with more is OPR animal cruelty correspondent Jenna Resnick. Hello, Jenna.
Hi, Leslie. Like so many others, the only bad things I associated Thanksgiving with were angry relatives and genocide. But the Humane Society is telling a different story today. Mm-hmm. While you're picking out your quote-unquote perfect bird, it turns out there are thousands of lonely turkeys trapped in animal shelters all across the country who won't have a loving family to carve them up on Thanksgiving.
That is heartbreaking. How are the shelters dealing with this problem?
I spoke with Humane Society advocate Michael Beltran about the plight of shelter turkeys and everything his organization does to help find them a loving, forever home. Here he is.
When people are shopping, they want some perfect, aesthetically pleasing turkey. They don't know or don't care that many of these turkeys have been raised in turkey mills. Everyone just wants the ideal turkey they see in pictures.
Where do all these poor shelter turkeys come from?
They are mostly rescues. Our volunteers find them in the forest and the fields, wandering around without anyone to pluck or baste them. It's so sad. Some of them are a little rough around the edges, but they have such great personalities and a much, much deeper flavor.
That's so sad to hear. I've always gone store-bought with my Thanksgiving turkey in the past. I never realized the damage I was doing.
So many of us have, Leslie. We've been taught to desire the ideal designer turkey, despite the cruel conditions they are raised in or the fact they are pretty inbred and fucked up, so they get sick all the time and can't really breathe well.
Thank God for all the heroes rescuing these turkeys from the streets. How can our listeners follow their example?
It's actually fairly easy to adopt a turkey. I spoke with a couple at the shelter who often foster turkeys around this time of year and actually ended up adopting one themselves.
You know, bringing home a shelter turkey is incredibly rewarding. We've been fostering them for years, usually a few weeks at a time, where you help them get nice and healthy and plump.
The joy it can bring into your life is amazing. Mm. When we finally decided to adopt a turkey of our own, we were so excited. We stopped for some fixins and sides on the way home because we couldn't even wait. And with all the leftovers, we had smiles on our faces for weeks.
We saved him from a sad, lonely, long life in a shelter surrounded by other turkeys. But when you think of how empty our fridge was before we took him home, you could actually say he saved us.
Oh, honey, could you pass me a wing?
Oh, yeah, here you go.
Oh, excuse me, Jenna. I'm actually tearing up a bit. That's so sweet.
Oh, that's all right, Leslie. And for anyone at home who is interested this time of year, the shelters are often full and the adoption fee is actually lower than the price of a purebred turkey.
Ooh.
In fact, after talking with these lovely volunteers, I brought home a few shelter birds, Vincenzo and Muffin, and it has been such a great experience.
Oh, yes. I saw the photos and they look adorable. Has caring for them been difficult?
It's certainly more work. They scream pretty loud and there is blood all over my house, but all that will be rewarded with the most succulent Thanksgiving turkey you've ever seen. Plus, many shelters will even provide you with free herbs and brining salt when you adopt.
Well, thank you, Jenna. That is a heartwarming story, and I know my kids will be so excited to bring home a turkey of our own and help cut its throat. That's OPR's Jenna Resnick, back in a moment.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a six-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
I covered the rest of this news in bacon to make sure it stays extra moist. And now it's time for the gravy. Here's what else you need to know today. It's been 2 weeks since the United States honored its military service members by celebrating Veterans Day, which is why so many were confused this morning by the sight of a sweating, pantsless Rudy Giuliani emerging from the tomb of the unknown soldier. The former New York City mayor appeared both flushed and a little famished, wearing nothing but his underpants, but insisted that there was nothing to worry about as he was simply paying his respects to our fallen men and women in uniform. A disturbing sight to see, nonetheless. And big news ahead of tomorrow's holiday is the nation's aunts have officially announced their 2020 Thanksgiving boyfriend roster. Both over Zoom and in person, single aunts from across the country plan to unveil what they believe is their strongest rookie class of middle-aged romantic partners ever at this year's Thanksgiving dinner, and are even hinting that the release of several prominent boyfriends from prison might provide a welcome shakeup during this year's festivities. The nation's aunts also announced their plans to honor those who led the way by memorializing all the boyfriends who passed away over the year in four-wheeler accidents and belly flop contests. And finally, in some news that could disrupt your Thanksgiving dinner, Mr. Big Shot Chef over here has announced his plans to smoke a turkey this year. Well, don't let me hold you up there, Wolfgang Puck. Wouldn't want to get in the way of you and your fucking Michelin stars. And as for the rest of your family, don't worry. Still plenty of time to order in before tomorrow. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. Folks, if you absolutely insist on seeing the people who mean the most to you in this world tomorrow, please remember to do it responsibly, with your mouths and nostrils closed at all times. No exceptions. Breathing is how we got into this mess in the first place, and just because it's a holiday doesn't mean it won't kill you now. And just in case it is the last time you see your family, be sure to tell them about the topical. Maybe even play them an episode or two. They might really enjoy it. And if they do, they can even sign up to become a member of the Topical's Patreon, where they'll have access to all kinds of exclusive news content. And for those who sign up to become a member of our $10 tier, I'll even thank you by name or whatever kind of comes out of my mouth naturally live on air. Today's shout out goes to Andrew Wagster and Stacy Fewis, as well as a member of our $25 tier, The Joe Finn. We here at The Topical are thankful for your support and wish you and your families a very happy Thanksgiving. Unless, of course, you're Jewish, in which case, happy Hanukkah. Oh, and Daniel Trice, don't think I didn't notice that you deleted your $5 contribution this month. I hate to break it to you, but it's going to cost you a lot more than $5 to pay for those penis enlargement pills. So before you come crawling back next month, maybe think about everything you've been taking for granted in your life and all that you should have been thankful for. Tis the fucking season, asshat. And to everyone who isn't Daniel, I'll see you right back here tomorrow for a very special Thanksgiving episode of The Topical. We'll see you next time.